Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to edition number 136 of Takeaway Trivia, your pub quiz in a podcast. This week, it's Halloween week, so something a little different. It's time for our second ever Stakeaway Trivia, a Halloween edition of the pub quiz. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, and if at any point during this pod quiz I sound a little bit weird, I had to have a tooth extraction yesterday and I'm still feeling a little bit numb. I'd love to tell you that it was a tooth that was damaged in something heroic, like, you know, a very manly rugby tackle or defending my wife's honour. I broke it on a bit of pork scratching and it couldn't be saved. And now Mr. Gap Tooth. I'm quite disappointed, actually. I was hoping it would give me like a whistle, like the beaver on Lady and the Tramp, but never mind. So, welcome to Stakeaway Trivia. This is a pub quiz podcast. Four rounds of pub quiz style trivia for you to play wherever you are. You could be at a Halloween party. You could be out trick or treating. However you play, you decide the rules. I'll provide the questions. Before we start this week, some hellos. Thank you for getting in touch via Twitter at Bar Wars or through our Facebook page, facebook.com/takeawaytrivia. James on Twitter said, really enjoying the quizzes. Could you give us a shout out next Monday? We're all off on our holidays and we'll be listening on a 2-hour road trip. That's James, Amanda and the two kids, Merrin and Charlie. They say, Devon, here we come, a beautiful part of the country. Have a fantastic holiday and safe journey. Thank you for listening, gang. Joe Cook on Twitter says, my daughter Isabel introduced us to your quizzes and we really enjoy listening to your show as a family. She will be 21 on the 24th of October. That's today. Happy birthday. So can you give her a shout out and if possible, a round on musical theatre? First of all then, Isabel, happy birthday. Have a fantastic birthday. Happy 21st. No musical theatre round this week, I'm afraid, because it is a Halloween edition. So it'd be a little bit out of place, but I will add it to the to-do list. Thank you, Joe, for getting in touch. And Isabel, happy birthday. Chelsea Slater says, hello, Leon. I wonder whether I can give my fiancé, Gary, a shout-out on your podcast. We've just drove to Spain and back from Liverpool, and poor Gary has been the one doing the driving the whole time. We've loved doing your quizzes to get us through, so thank you. Chelsea, thank you for getting in touch. And Gary, well done on the safe journey completed. Thank you for listening, both of you. Finally, before we start this week's quiz, it's time for this.
Correction section.
Yes, the correction section is back. And an anonymous corrector has been in touch to say, I'm fairly sure championship dartboards are no longer made of elm, which was a fact that I gave you last week. I've looked into it. Quality dartboards are made of sisal fibres from East Africa, Brazil or China, while less expensive boards are sometimes made of cork or coiled paper. However, traditionally, dartboards were made of elm. So there you go. There's your fact corrected. Thank you, anonymous corrector. And Nicola Howie has been in touch to say, I've just listened to episode 135 on Spotify. For one of the last questions, you asked the UK's second largest police force. You gave the answer West Midlands. It's actually Police Scotland, which has more than double the West Midlands police force. Me being Scottish feels like I need to defend them. Nicola, thank you for getting in touch. And also anonymous corrector mentioned that as well. You are spot on. What a load of nonsense I came out with on that. So yes, Scottish Police is the second biggest police force after the Met Police. Marvellous. Are you clued up on your vampires and werewolves? Are you ready to have some trivia full of tricks and treats? It's time for Stakeaway Trivia, including your final fling. We'll be playing The Torture Chain. There's a round on entertainment, but let's start with some ghoulish knowledge. Happy Halloween. And so begins the Takeaway Trivia Halloween Special, Stakeaway Trivia. Question number one. What is the name of Taylor Swift's new album, a time sometimes associated with the beginning of the witching hour? Number one. What is the name of Taylor Swift's brand new album, a time sometimes associated with the beginning of the witching hour? Number two, in Roald Dahl's The Witches, the main character takes a potion that transforms them into what? Number two, in Roald Dahl's The Witches, the main character takes a potion that transforms them into what? Number three, the collective noun for a group of witches is a what of witches? Question number 3. The collective noun for a group of witches is a what of witches? Number 4. What should you never do when confronted with Doctor Who's creepy weeping angels? Number 4. What should you never do when confronted with Doctor Who's creepy weeping angels? Number 5. Which president's ghost is said to haunt the White House? Number 5. Which president's ghost is said to haunt the White House? Number 6. Which TV series focuses on the Winchester brothers travelling the USA and hunting down evil demonic creatures? Number 6. Which TV series focuses on the Winchester brothers travelling the USA and hunting down evil demonic creatures? Number 7. What name is given to someone paid to write books which are then published in the name of a more famous author? Number 7. What name is given to someone paid to write books which are then published in the name of a more famous author? Number 8. Which Hammer horror film was Daniel Radcliffe's first starring role after Harry Potter? Number 8. Which Hammer horror film was Daniel Radcliffe's first starring role after Harry Potter? Number 9. In Greek mythology, who ruled the underworld? Number 9. In Greek mythology, who ruled the underworld? And number 10. David Jason was the voice of which cartoon vegetarian vampire? Number 10, David Jason was the voice of which cartoon vegetarian vampire? That's your 10 questions on general ghoulish knowledge. Hope you've done well. Total up your scores, and I will have the answers for you after round number 2. I think that's enough creepy music. Let's get back to the normal programme. We're continuing, though, with Stakeaway Trivia. So this week's entertainment is all about movies, music and television of a supernatural vibe. Number 1. What was the spaceship called in the 1979 horror classic Alien? Number 1. What was the name of the spaceship in the 1979 horror classic Alien? Number 2, what's the name of the mother in the Addams Family? Number 2, what is the name of the mother in the Addams Family? Number 3, which 2009 animated film tells the story of a young girl discovering a creepy other world where her parents have buttons for eyes? Number 3. Which 2009 animated film tells the story of a young girl discovering a creepy other world where her parents have buttons for eyes? Question number 4. Which Welsh rock group had a UK chart hit with the song Monster in 2006? Number 4. Which Welsh group had a UK hit with the song Monster in 2006? Number 5. In Harry Potter, who plays Professor McGonagall? Number 5. In Harry Potter, who plays Professor McGonagall? Number 6. Which famous actor did the voiceover role for Michael Jackson's 1983 hit Thriller? Number 6. Which actor did the voiceover role for Michael Jackson's 1983 hit Thriller? Number 7. What is the name of the strange girl with psychic powers in Stranger Things? Number 7. What is the name of the strange girl with psychic powers in Stranger Things? Number 8, who voices Count Dracula in the 2012 animated film Hotel Transylvania? Number 8, who voices Count Dracula in the 2012 animated film Hotel Transylvania? Number 9, Origin of Evil is a film about which board game popularized as a spirit-contacting device? Number 9, Origin of Evil is a film about which board game that has been popularized as a spirit-contacting device? Number 10, which album supplied the backing music to the 1973 demonic classic The Exorcist? Question number 10, which album supplied the backing music to the 1973 demonic classic The Exorcist? So, what's the name of the album that provided a lot of the music to the film The Exorcist? Your answers then to Ghoulish Knowledge. Number 1, what is the name of Taylor Swift's new album, a time sometimes associated with the beginning of the witching hour? It's Midnights. I had to shoehorn that in for Halloween. There is evidence dating back to Catholic Church tradition that the witching hour is originally between sort of 3 and 4, but a lot of people say it's midnight, so pretty easy with the definition of witching hour in that question. And number 2, in Roald Dahl's The Witches, the main character takes a potion that transforms him into what? It's a mouse. Number 3, the collective noun for a group of witches is a what? It's a coven of witches. Number 4, what should you do? No, number 4, what should you never do when confronted with Doctor Who's creepy weeping angels? Whatever you do, don't blink. Number 5, which president's ghost is said to haunt the White House? It's Abraham Lincoln. Number 6, which TV series focuses on the Winchester brothers travelling the USA and hunting down evil demonic creatures? Supernatural. Number 7, what name is given to someone paid to write books, which are then published in the name of a more famous author, a ghost writer? Number 8, which Hammer horror film was Daniel Radcliffe's first starring role after Harry Potter? Woman in Black. Number 9, in Greek mythology, who ruled the underworld? Hades. And number 10, David Jason was the voice of which cartoon vegetarian vampire? Count Dracula. Total up your scores on the Ghoulish Knowledge, and we'll continue into round number 3 next. For round number 3, 10 questions of general knowledge. However, in this round, the last letter of each of your answers, presuming it's correct, leads you to the first letter of your next answer. It's like a trivia trail, or a torture chain, seeing as it's Halloween. So number 1, what is the name of a mythical Irish wailing spectre? So it's a ghost apparently unique to Ireland that just wails. It's got a very specific name. What is it? Number 1 again, what is the name of the mythical Irish ghost that wails and sings? Number 2, what was the name of the dancing girl in The Hunchback of Notre Dame? Number 2, what was the name of the dancing girl in The Hunchback of Notre Dame? Number 3, what do you suffer from if you fear spiders? So number 3, what do you suffer from if you fear spiders? Number 4, in which film did Robert De Niro play the devil opposite Mickey Rourke? Number 4, in which film did Robert De Niro play the devil opposite Mickey Rourke? Number 5, which plants took over the world in a 1951 John Wyndham novel? Number 5, which plants took over the world in a 1951 John Wyndham novel? Number 6, name the killer giant spider in The Lord of the Rings. Number 6, name the killer giant spider in The Lord of the Rings. Number 7, what was the name of the motel in Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho? Number 7. What was the name of the motel in Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho? And don't forget, this is a torture chain, so assuming you've got your answer correct, the last letter of each answer is the first letter of your next answer. Number 8. What is the first name of the leading actress in the Alien films? Number 8. What is the first name of the leading actress in the Alien films? Number 9. Who is the owner of the skull that Hamlet finds in the graveyard scene in the Shakespeare classic? Number 9. Who is the owner of the skull that Hamlet finds in the graveyard scene of Shakespeare's classic? And number 10. Which ship-crushing monster features in both Pirates of the Caribbean and Clash of the Titans? Number 10. Which ship-crushing monster features in both the films Pirates of the Caribbean and Clash of the Titans? There you go, that's your 10 questions on the torture chain. Hope you've done well. Let's go back to your entertainment round. How did you do? Number 1, what is the spaceship called in Alien? It's the Nostromo. Number 2, who was the mother in the Addams Family? Morticia. Number 3, which 2009 animated film tells the story of a young girl discovering a creepy other world where her parents have buttons for eyes? An amazing film. Coraline. Number 4, which Welsh group had a UK chart hit with Monster in 2006? What's that coming over the hill? It's the Automatic. Number 5, in Harry Potter, who plays Professor McGonagall? It's Dame Maggie Smith. Number 6, which actor did the voiceover for Michael Jackson's Thriller? Vincent Price. 7, what is the name of the strange girl with psychic powers in Stranger Things? 11. Number 8, who voices Count Dracula in the 2012 animated film Hotel Transylvania? Adam Sandler. Number 9, Origin of Evil is a film about which board game popularized as a spirit contacting device, a Ouija board? And number 10, which album supplied the backing music to the 1973 demonic classic The Exorcist, Tubular Bells, or Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells? Back to the torture chain, your answers. Number 1, what was the name of the mythical Irish wailing spectre? It's a banshee. Number 2, who is the dancing girl in The Hunchback of Notre Dame? Esmeralda. 3, what do you suffer from if you fear spiders? Arachnophobia. 4, in which film did Robert De Niro play the devil opposite Mickey Rourke? It is Angel Heart. Number 5, which plants took over the world in the 1951 John Wyndham novel Triffids? Number 6, name the killer giant spider in Lord of the Rings. Is it Shelob? Is that how you pronounce it? Shelob. Shelob. I prefer Shmebulok, which was one of the gnomes in Gravity Falls. That's a great name. But yeah, Shelob or Shelob. Number 7, what is the name of the motel in Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho? I can pronounce this. Bates. Number 8, what is the first name of the leading actress in the Alien films? Sigourney. Number 9, who is the owner of the skull that Hamlet finds in the graveyard scene of Hamlet? Yorick. And number 10, which ship-crushing monster features in both Pirates of the Caribbean and Clash of the Titans? The Kraken. Release the Kraken. Also a rum, isn't it? There you go. That's your torture chain. I hope you've done well. Total up your scores and get ready for the final fling. And so we reach the finale of Takeaway Trivia this week. 15 more questions of general knowledge. A little bit trickier. It's the final fling. Number 1. The Halloween tradition of guising is better known by what name? Number 1. The Halloween tradition of guising is better known by what name? Number 2, in which district of London did Jack the Ripper's attacks take place? Number 2, in which district of London did Jack the Ripper's attacks take place? Number 3, what do you call the type of ghost that moves things but can't be seen? Number 3, what do you call the type of ghost that moves things and throws things around but can't be seen? Number 4, what is the name of the legendary ghost ship that can never make port and is doomed to sail forever with its cursed crew? Number 4, what is the name of the mythical ghost ship that can never make port, is doomed to sail forever with its cursed crew? Number 5, who wrote The Strange Case of Jekyll and Hyde? Number 5, who wrote the novel The Strange Case of Jekyll and Hyde? Number 6, which horror film would you associate with the character of Leatherface? Number 6, which horror film would you associate with the character of Leatherface? Number 7, what is somniphobia the fear of? Number 7, what is somniphobia? That's S-O-M-N-I and then phobia. What's that the fear of? Number 8, how is John Kramer, the killer in the Saw films, better known? Number 8, how is John Kramer, the killer in the Saw films, better known? Number 9, the zebra crossing came into being on the 31st of October of which year? So number 9, in the UK, the zebra crossing came into being on Halloween of which year? Number 10, in which UK county can you find the National Museum of Witchcraft? Number 10, in which UK county is the National Museum of Witchcraft? Number 11, on January the 26th, 1875, this invention, which caused fear for millions, was patented. Name it. So number 11, an invention was patented on January the 26th, 1875, and has caused fear for millions and does to this day. What is it? Number 12, which horror film features the creepy Dr. Heiter, who has an unusual fetish? Number 12, which horror film... I got a little bit sick in my mouth thinking about this question. And number 12, which horror film features the creepy Dr. Heiter who has an unusual fetish? Number 13, a lake demon called Ogopogo is said to inhabit Okanagan Lake. But in which country would you find this lake? Number 13, a lake demon called Ogopogo is said to inhabit Okanagan Lake. But in which country would you find the lake? Number 14, according to voodoo religion, how many souls does each person have? Number 14, according to voodoo, how many souls does each person have? And number 15, according to the children's nursery story, who pushed the Wicked Witch into the oven? Was it Hansel or Gretel? Question 15, according to the children's nursery story, who pushed the Wicked Witch into the oven? Was it Hansel or Gretel? 15 questions, a final fling, all with a creepy theme. I hope you've done well. Shall we find out the answers? Here they are. The answers to the final fling. Number 1, the Halloween tradition of guising is better known by what name? Trick or treating. Number 2, in which district of London did Jack the Ripper's attacks take place? Whitechapel. Number 3, what do you call the type of ghost that moves things but can't be seen? It's a poltergeist. 4, what is the name of the legendary ghost ship that can never make port and is doomed to sail forever with its cursed crew, the Flying Dutchman? Number 5, who wrote The Strange Case of Jekyll and Hyde? Robert Louis Stevenson. Number 6, which horror film would you associate with the character of Leatherface? That's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. 7, what is somniphobia, the fear of sleep? Number 8, how is John Kramer, the killer in the Saw films, better known? Jigsaw or the Jigsaw Killer? Number 9, The Zebra Crossing came into being on the 31st of October. That's Halloween of which year? 1951. Number 10, in which UK county can the National Museum of Witchcraft be found? It's in Cornwall, and I think it's Boscastle. You can find it. Number 11, on January the 26th, 1875, an invention was patented that causes fear for millions to this day. What invention was it? The dentist drill. That's the scariest part of the quiz, isn't it? Number 12, which horror film features the creepy Dr. Heiter, who has an unusual fetish, the human centipede? Number 13, the lake demon called Ogopogo is found in which country? Canada. Number 14, according to voodoo religion, how many souls does each person have? 2. And number 15, according to the children's nursery story, who pushed the wicked witch into the oven? Was it Hansel or Gretel? It was Gretel. Total up your scores and award your winner their prize, whatever that may be. Hope you've enjoyed takeaway trivia, or should I say stakeaway trivia, this year. If you fancy some more Halloween trivia, dial back to episode number 32, way back in 2020 when we did the last edition of stakeaway trivia. Have a happy and safe Halloween. I'll leave you with one final tat fact. In 2018, Americans collectively spent roughly $480 million on Halloween costumes for their pets. It's a massive increase from the $200 million estimate when it was last surveyed back in 2010. It's going to be about $800 million by now, surely. Thank you for playing Stakeaway Trivia, and we'll have more of a regular episode next Monday. Take care. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at BarWars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.